Farmer,
owner of Watson's demise. What's up, Gavin?
How's it Nothing going? Much. Pretty excited for tonight's game. I think it's an all-time jersey game. You know, I got the white helmets and the white uniforms with the teal from the Dolphins, so I'm pretty excited about it.
I was thinking about that on the way over. It is for sure an all-time jersey game. Did you catch the Dolphins stealing the Bengals plays? Or rather, the Bengals stealing the Dolphins plays.
I did see that on Barstool, Cincinnati. I actually had to look up Barstool Cincinnati because I seen Dave Portnoy actually tweeted about it. And I was pretty confused at first, but then I think it's pretty funny. But, I mean, if you're going to practice in a public facility, like anyone can just walk in, then I think it should be allowed.
So who are you taking then, Bengals or Dolphins tonight?
Oh, Bengals all the way because the Dolphins beat the Bills.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. And Dolphins
run. Well, I mean, who do you think is going to win?
Probably the Bengals.
I mean, because they have
Bengals.
The place.
Yeah, because okay. they have their place.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. We've got today on the podcast, we've got week 3 recap, week 4 preview, rookie watch, and much more. No interview this week, but if you're listening and haven't been interviewed yet, hit me up and we can get you scheduled for the next podcast to get an interview. And yeah, let's go ahead and hop into the week 3 recap. All right. To the Mooney made a name change to Justin Case for his matchup with the Fantasy Strangler, but that didn't throw the Fantasy Strangler off the scent. Jalen Hurts did his usual, while Kyle Pitts got his first taste of blood this season with 11 fantasy points. Justin Jefferson may now be the Vikings' number 3 wideout, while Adam Thielen and KJ Osborne gobbled up all the fantasy points Kirk could dish out. Fantasy Strangler, 121. Justin Case, 98.
Smoke and Joe may have burnt too bright in week 1 as they received their second loss in a row. Rookie Breece Hall brings in 12 fantasy points, while Smoke and Joe is already onto their third rookie this season. Mark Andrews puts up another monster stat line, this time with 2 TDs. Billy Throb Snorton grabs their first victory of the season and first victory of all time under his new owner. Billy Throb Snorton, 116. Smoke and Joe, 109.
The Schmanager was coming off a big week 2 and was faced up against Rodgers' cheese assistant. Cordarrelle Patterson rushed for over 140 yards for a career high, while captain Travis Kelce put in a steady 24 fantasy points. Alvin Kamara continues to struggle as he only puts up 5 fantasy points in this matchup on 22 opportunities. Coaching errors are the headline for Rodgers' cheese assistant as they continue to fail at starting a rookie in forfeit points.
Get a rookie in there. Up next, Mac Mafia. Oh, wait, now Big Mac Gritty taking on Hot Chub Time Machine. A matchup of family, a matchup of honor. Winner takes all. Loser lives to hear about it at the next family gathering. Javonte Williams vultured by Melvin Gordon. Pacheco gets 3 carries, 1 being on the goal line but failed to convert. A few more positive plays could have made Hot Chubb's day, but Big Mac Gritty avoided a bum ankle while Captain Derrick Henry has arrived. The Eagles D and James Robinson combined for 40 fantasy points and steady the ship. Big Mac Gritty, 128. Hot Chubb Time Machine, 101.
Watson's demise facing off against his nemesis, Josh Allen, in Gavin's Game of the Week. We Like Sports facing some serious coaching decisions and overcomes the challenge of the waiver wire to sign and add Tyler Conklin to their squad just in the nick of time. But Conk's 12 fantasy points weren't enough. Tom Brady gets the nod over Tua and outscores him with 16 fantasy points on the day. DK Metcalf finds the end zone for the first time this season, and Saquon Barkley has returned as he puts up 120 all-purpose yards and a touchdown. Watson's demise, 114. We Like Sports, 96.
Two former league champs trying to not fall to 1-2 face off in the Commissioner's Game of the Week. DJ Jazzy Jeff plays with fire, starting Carson Wentz 2 weeks in a row and gets burnt. Rookie Drake London continues to provide value, but isn't able to keep pace with Vile Dan. Lamar Jackson is on the absolute tear this season, as he has another 47-point fantasy day. 5 touchdowns, 100 yards rushing for Lamar leads the Wild. CeeDee Lamb adds 87 yards and a TD of his own. Vile Dan, 137. DJ Jazzy Jeff, 88.
All right, that'll do it for last week. A lot of high scoring, not as much high scoring as the week before. I think the high score last week was like 166, and there's some 150s and in 130s. And this week, I think it was Vile Dan again. He's got $10 on the season now.
He's gonna be one rich man by the time he one very filthy, vile man.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into the rookie watch. We're gonna go over some rookies that are killing it this year, and then talk about some guys who may be on the rise to keep an eye on. So Gavin, let's go ahead and read us off the top. Should we go from 5 to 1 or 1 to 5? Like the fifth best?
We'll do fifth.
Okay,
best.
All right. Yeah. So read off the number 5 rookie.
Number 5 is Breece Hall with 31 fantasy points. Number 4 is Chris Olave with 34 fantasy points. Number 3 is Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, that one was good.
34 fantasy points. And number 2 is Garrett Wilson with 42 fantasy points. And number 1 is Drake London with 43 fantasy points.
Drake London having a good year. Garrett Wilson, right?
Surprising, yeah. Surprising, yeah. Very, very surprising.
Yeah, and then Jahan Dotson, I think, is a surprise in there. Chris Olave.
Olave, my bad. Yeah, whoops.
He's having a good – he had a huge week last week. Sometimes these rookies can get off to a slow start. It's kind of hard to predict, and like, what's your rookie doing? Who's your rookie?
My rookie is George Pickens, and he scored the most points this week with 5.
Yeah, which 5 is probably pretty close to the average. I should look up what the average score for a rookie is.
Yeah, it's definitely not high at all.
I know that, yeah, Garrett Wilson has provided a ton of value. Drake London has. If you've kind of lucked into, usually you luck into your rookie, I think. London might have been the first rookie off the board outside of Breece Hall, though. So I want you to rank those 5 rest of season. I can give you my ranking of them first.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
So who I'd want first is actually, I think, it's Drake London. Drake London is who I want first. And then second, I think, is Breece Hall. Breece Hall's a close. It might be a 1A, 1B type of situation.
Okay, wow, okay.
Then I want Chris Olave. Then I want Garrett Wilson. And then I want Jahan Dotson. And I might take some guys in that 4 spot who aren't in this top 5 as well. But I think London, Hall, and Olave are
your top 3.
Top,
yeah.
3 rookies end of year.
Yeah.
They'll stay in that top 5 at least, in my opinion.
Yeah, so my next is definitely the first is going to be Drake London. I'm going to have my number 2 at Breece Hall. He seems, you know, they're up there in New York, actually New Jersey. He seems to be getting a lot of reps in. He seems to be the number 1 running back this season up there. And number 3 is going to be Garrett Wilson as well. And then number 4, I'm going to have Jahan Dotson because he Carson Wentz seems to be looking at him a lot, other than Curtis Samuel and I forget
McLaurin.
His name. Yeah, Terry McLaurin. He seems to be, you know, he had that crazy touchdown in week 1. And then my number 5 is Chris Olave.
Chris Olave,
yeah.
Yeah. All right. So outside of those 5 guys, I want to point out some guys to keep an eye on, some rookies to keep an eye on here. So I'll go over my thoughts, and then you can tell me if I'm wrong or not. So guys to keep an eye on, maybe guys that have underperformed so far or just haven't seen too much action. I think 2 of these guys are already owned but could maybe be dropped or traded, and then one of them is still on the waiver wire. So maybe Grid could think about adding this guy. The first guy keep an eye on is Treylon Burks. He's underperformed, but I believe he has a lot of upside, even if not for this season. Burks was drafted 18th overall by the Titans and is going to get every chance to become something. He's got a lot of raw talent, which can take some time to develop, and is probably still building a rapport with Tannehill. There are many examples of rookies who've gotten off to a slow start and then kind of exploded. Justin Jefferson, Melvin Gordon was like that his rookie year, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown last year kind of had his moments, flashes, but got off to a rough start and then exploded towards the end of the year last year and then has really exploded this year. So if he was a guy that you believed in last year, held on to, it could have paid off in a keeper league like ours. Treylon Burks might be that guy next year. Any thoughts, any input on Treylon Burks?
No. I know he's got a couple catches that I've seen, a couple receptions that I've seen. I mean, he looks good. Maybe he's just not getting as many reps as he wants to get.
He hasn't gotten a whole lot of play. I don't know. There's not really anybody to target. I think Robert Woods has stepped up a couple of times in the last couple of games here. So, but I think as the season goes on, those younger guys start to just get more comfortable with offense, the challenge of going up against real men rather than kids in college.
Students.
And so they kind of get more comfortable as the season goes on, or maybe he's just a bust. But I like the upside of Burks and the ability to have the option to keep him next year in case he does break out towards the late end of the season. Alec Pierce is the next guy I've got on my list. He isn't quite the same in my mind as the previous guy. I don't know if he's got a ton of like raw athletic ability like Burks is supposed to have, but I believe he's going to get some opportunities in this offense. He basically didn't play at all in the first 2 weeks, and then last week he provided value to the Colts, catching 3 of 5 targets for 61 yards. He's a big guy, I think around 6'3", and the offense needs someone to catch the ball other than Michael Pittman. So by the end of the year, I'm thinking you may wish you've stashed Alec Pierce in case you're in need of a rookie, or maybe just a guy to keep an eye on. I think the Colts are just a team that gets off to slow starts. And I'm still kind of believing Matt Ryan be able to figure something out, and he's going to have to go to somebody other than Michael Pittman, and that option could end up being Alec Pierce before the end of the year.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think the Colts, Jonathan Taylor had a pretty slow start last year, and, you know, holding him, you know, was payoff. But DJ Jazzy Jeff, I feel like if you hold Alec Pierce, it could pay off. So,
I know he's on Sturts.
Yep.
Oh, I thought he was a free agent for some reason.
Nope, he is not a free agent.
Okay. All right, next one I've got here is Kenneth Walker. Walker missed week one, has not been used much in week two or three. He's received 7 carries and 6 targets this season and hasn't done anything spectacular with those opportunities. So why does he belong on this list? Well, simply, he's running back. And this is the most likely position to have an injury and the quickest position to gain relevance. Rashad Penny has dealt with his fair share of injuries over his career and hasn't performed well this season. I could certainly see a world where Penny is either injured or benched and replaced with the second round pick, Kenneth Walker. You don't typically draft a running back in the second round and not use them or give them an opportunity to shine. I expect Walker to get a chance at some point this season with a position that is so hard to find stability at, you may as well shoot for maximum upside and stash a guy like Kenneth Walker. Rookie position, you're either going to put up 0 to 5 points unless you've got a stud like London or Olave, somebody like that, Damian Pierce. You're pretty much going to put up a dud week. So in my mind, you might as well just hold on to somebody like Kenneth Walker if you don't have a guy, or maybe go get a Kenneth Walker on the cheap. If you don't have a guy, and just hope that week 6, week 7, they start to get involved a lot more or get an opportunity through an injury or whatever. Any thoughts on Walker?
I do not have any thoughts on Walker other than that Rashad Penny hasn't even like really, you know, been
yeah,
that
he's
guy
been bad,
in Seattle
he,
as well.
He was great last year. At the end of the year, he was real good. If you look at his 21 game logs, he kind of was breaking out. Mm. But that team sucks. That team really isn't very good. And so I think it is going to be hard to run the ball. Even if he gets the opportunity, I wouldn't be super excited. But there's that chance that he is a guy.
Yeah.
I think that's just kind of what you're banking on with some of these rookies.
Definitely, no. George Pickens, I'm banking on him, you know, to get more looks from Mitch
He may
Trubisky.
Be really good. It's just that he's another good guy to keep an eye on because maybe Kenny Pickett takes over the job and is legitimately good.
Yeah.
But as long as Trubisky is there, I think Pickens is going to be hard to have He's going to have to score a touchdown.
I seen a video of him getting angry because he was wide open, and like Mitch Trubisky didn't even look his way. Didn't even go through all his options. So
yeah,
typical Mitch.
Yeah, but Pickens could be a guy again. Like, what? I don't know if you know where you drafted Pickens.
I think like sixth round.
Okay, yeah. So maybe he's a guy that they bring in Pickett. He plays really well, and they get along, and he likes throwing to Pickens.
Yeah.
And the next year you're keeping Jamar Chase, and where'd you have Chase at, in the fifth?
Yeah, Jamar Chase in the
fifth.
So
maybe you're keeping Chase and Pickens in fifth and sixth and for then the Debo next in the 5 years.
Debo in the eighth.
Yeah. Yep. Not Jonathan Taylor, thankfully. All right. Week 3 breakouts. This next segment, we're going to highlight some guys who broke out in week 3, had rough performances the first 2 weeks of the season, and then finally did something. Gavin, you want to go ahead and highlight our first week 3 breakout?
Yeah, up first we have Devontae Smith, go Birds. Week 1, Devontae Smith only had 0 points, and then 11 points in week 2, and then 27 points on 12 targets and 8 receptions, 169 yards, and 1 touchdown in week 3.
He was mossy.
Yeah, he went insanely berserk. That's probably the best I've ever seen him play, especially like last year. They had so much like high expectations for him, high performance and everything, but he didn't even live up to all the hype, but like maybe he's living up to the hype this year.
Those are the plays that you expect like A.J. Brown to make, the type of catches he was making.
Exactly.
And he's a small guy.
Yeah.
He's not like a big body guy.
No, he's a small guy.
He's a small, fast dude, and he was getting up there and, yeah, mossing people. Next breakout player, again on Big Mac Gritty's team, Derrick Henry. Combined 15 points in the first 2 weeks. Exploded for 23 fantasy points in week 3. He had 85 rushing yards, 58 receiving yards, and 1 touchdown. Derrick Henry finally broke out in week 3.
It's because he didn't have the Bills defense stopping him.
That's,
you know,
a fair point.
Yeah. So up next we have the one and only Bill, Devin Singletary. 7 points in week 1, 3 points in week 2, and then 20 fantasy points in week 3. Largely through the air, because Josh Allen did have 400 yards that last week. He had 9 receptions for 78 yards and 1 touchdown. And he also had 9 carries for 13 yards as well. So big performance from Devin Singletary. Maybe that makes Devin Singletary owners happy.
That's Rodgers' cheese assistant, I think,
that's right,
holds on
yeah,
to him.
Yep.
Plays him in the rookie spot every week. Next up, we've got Zay Jones. 9 points in week 1, 4 points in week 2, and then 20 points in week 3. He has 24 total targets through the first 3 weeks of action. And is he a guy we should think about adding? He's on the free agent wire. He's on the waiver wire. And he leads the Jacksonville Jaguars in receptions this season with 19.
Wow. I think Zay Jones is also like a Noah Brown. Noah Brown, you know, the first 2 weeks he had, you know, he had the most receptions and yards on the Cowboys. And then next, you know, CD pops off this week. Maybe Zay Jones, you know, he's gonna have a couple good weeks, but I have a feeling he's, you know, Trevor Lawrence isn't to that caliber yet to where he's able to, you know, have a connection with Zay Jones.
Kirk's been awesome.
Yeah,
Christian Kirk's been awesome. Zay Jones is leading in receptions.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
he's throwing more completed passes to Zay than he is to Kirk. That was surprising to me.
Yeah. By the way, Andrew Warren, you can't change your captain.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I think we got that settled, but yeah. So what I want to know, Gavin, is these guys who broke out in week 3. Is it real, or would you rely on these guys? Maybe go through each guy and tell me, real or not real?
Devontae Smith is definitely real. You know, I don't think an average receiver could make the plays he was making. I think he's going to step up from the caliber, you know. Jalen Hurts is finally, you know, getting to that elite caliber.
He's a guy.
He's a dog. He's a dog. He's him. Of course, Derrick Henry. I mean, maybe it's just going to take Derrick Henry, you know, some time to, you know, get into the NFL more, you know, get into the football season. I think it's always slow at the beginning of the season because people are, like I said, are trying to get comfortable. You know, we've seen that with Jonathan Taylor. You mean we've even seen it with Derrick Henry like a couple years ago. And So I think after this week, I think he's going to be just fine. You know, he's going to be the typical Derrick Henry for us. Devin Singletary, I was very surprised by. It might have been because, you know, Josh Allen had so many injuries on his team that he was throwing to Devin Singletary, but I don't think this is going to be average for Devin Singletary. I think it's going to be around like 10, you know, those 9, 10, 11 point games, maybe a couple more breakouts, you know, but I don't think Devin Singletary is going to be usual for Devin Singletary. One, because he doesn't really see the ball in the red zone. Zach Moss does. And maybe even James Cook as well sees the ball in the red zone. But I just don't see this as being popular for Devin Singletary. Zay Jones, maybe. I haven't really watched Zay Jones play. But if Trevor Lawrence continues to throw the ball to him, and he's going to keep on making plays and lead the Jaguars in receptions, and the Jaguars keep on continuing being good, then I think he could have a possibility as well.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going Devontae Smith, real. Derrick Henry, real. Devin Singletary, fake. Zay Jones, fake. But
controversial.
I'm really interested in him, and he should be. I think he should be owned because I didn't realize he was leading the Jags in receptions. I just noticed that when I was looking for week three breakouts. So I'm interested in Zay Jones as a flyer on your bench if you need a guy. Might as well throw out. I mean, the Jaguars are a good offense. They've whooped
the Chargers. Holy moly! Yeah, I did not expect that. That was just crazy, especially with the Chargers' defense being so good as well.
And then Singletary, he will have games like this.
The Bills don't run enough for him.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, 9 carries for 13 yards too is terrible.
That's not good at all.
But and then Henry, again, I think it's real. I think he's a guy. I think he's going to be good this year and next year. But I'm afraid that offense kind of puts him away towards the end of the year, and he's not somebody that you can rely on in a playoff run. But I think he's a guy, and he'll have his ups and downs this year. And same thing with Devontae Smith. I think he'll have his ups and downs too. But I think he's a really good flex play that kind of adds some nitro to your lineup.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like I said, Devin Singletary, he just won't get the ball enough because, you know, you have Josh Allen to where
James Cook,
yeah,
Zach Moss.
There's so many there's so much depth at the running back position. And like once again, like Josh Allen loves throwing the ball. Sean McDermott loves to have, to throw the ball. Like Josh Allen threw the ball like 63 times last week, and like that is insane for a quarterback to throw that much. And he had 400 yards, and so. Yeah, I just don't think this is going to be typical.
Yeah, unless he's involved in the passing game, which we've seen in week one, it was Moss getting all those targets.
Yeah.
This week it was Singletary. It's going to be really hard to predict.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. All right. So next, let's get into week four breakout predictions. So we talked about the guys who broke out in week three. Now we're doing you guys a favor here. We're telling you who is going to break out week four. Coming up, so if you got these guys on your roster, maybe just hold on to them a little bit longer. Make sure you play them this week because they are going to break out. Gavin, you want to give us yours first?
Yeah, my first prediction week, my guy who you should not sit is the one and only Alvin Kamara. I know Grid has him; he's had him for a couple of years now. And, you know, honestly, this year he sucked. He has been terrible. Maybe it's just because he's on Jameis Winston's team, but he has just been awful. So I think it is his time to be due. Alvin Kamara, you know, he has got that gold teeth. You know, he's got that dog in him occasionally. I just think that it is time for him to run it up against Minnesota this week. So start Alvin Kamara. Don't bench him. Grid, I'm not even sure if you look at your team, but but, yeah, start Alvin Kamara. Trade me Alvin Kamara for I'll trade you Jalen Tolbert.
Wow, really believe in Alvin Kamara there, Gavin.
I'll take him.
All right, so I am going to the other side of the field with my breakout player, the Minnesota running back Dalvin Cook. He hasn't killed you yet, but he definitely hasn't produced like you're used to seeing Dalvin Cook produce, and for where you drafted him. He's not doing what you expected. So he's got two 12-point weeks, which are fine. They don't kill you. Not what you want. And then he's got 1 5-point week, which is definitely a bad start for where you drafted Cook. He's facing the Saints D in London. Well, London games are always weird. And typically New Orleans is a great run D, but they've already been gashed for 200 for two 100-yard games. One, Cordarrelle Patterson in week one, and then Christian McCaffrey, I think just this last week they played, and he had a 100-yard game as well. So maybe their run D is taking a step back, and you're going up against Dalvin Cook. If he doesn't perform on the ground this week, I'm starting to panic, and especially if Alexander Madison gets involved more, I'm starting to panic a little
bit. I think it's because of the number change.
Oh yeah,
I think I'm a big number guy, and you shouldn't change your number in the NFL
ever.
I mean, did Peyton Manning? No.
I mean, there was a lot of number changes in the last couple of years.
Well, but,
they all do horribly?
Yep.
All right.
Stephon Diggs, number 14. He's been 14 on the Vikings. You mean you got who else?
Did Mike Matt Parsons Ryan, number
two. Michael Parsons.
He changed his number. I'm pretty sure to 11. He's been absolute stud.
Okay, on offense, 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 on offense, on offense. You know, you got Marcus Mariota who changed his number, and now he's dog.
Fantasy.
Jalen Ramsey, you know, owns that guy.
That's defense, though. All right. Go ahead with your next breakout.
I'm a little sore about this player because I was betrayed during the draft. Landry actually betrayed me. You know, I was really considering keeping him this year. And I was talking to Landry, you know, I was like, dude, what should I do? And he goes, don't keep him.
I want to touch him with a 10-foot pole.
That's exactly what he said. And I was like, okay, yeah, like he's super like injury prone, whatever. And next you know, Landry drafts him in the first round. I was beyond pissed off about it. I text him afterwards. I said, you son of a gun, you Landry.
I said, suck my cock.
Yep. anyways, my team's better. So my breakout prediction is Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's been mediocre. I want to say he hasn't been putting up the numbers that I've we've seen previously. You know, that one or two seasons that he's just had breakout seasons in. Before he's been injury prone, but I think, like I said, I think his time is due. I know the Panthers maybe they have been setting back the times he's been getting the ball, whatever, because of injury. I know he's currently been missing practice for 2 days, but I think he's just saving up his extra energy for him to have a breakout game. So Christian McCaffrey is going to get at least 25 points this week.
I love it. I'd love to hear it, especially since I'm playing you this week.
You're playing me this week? I was going to say, no, you're not.
All right. My next breakout guy is Mr. Deebo Samuel. Also, one of your guys.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So I guess we got a theme going on here. So another stud that hasn't really shown up. Strange thing with Deebo is he's gotten plenty of opportunities, not an insane amount. He's averaged about 12.6 opportunities each game this season. So he's gotten around like six catches and six carries every single game. He scored just one touchdown this year.
He scored one touchdown against the Bears, yeah.
Yeah, so you'd like to see a higher number than this, but I'm sure it's partially low because they don't want to get him injured. But I'm going with riding with Deebo this week because – in my mind, they are in a need-to-win game against NFC West rival LA Rams. And when San Francisco needs to win, they
come
lean
up big.
They lean on Deebo.
Deebo always shows out.
Yeah, they rely on their best player. Likely going to get a lot of rushing attempts. And, I'm calling for them to use Deebo a little bit more. I expect 15, 16 opportunities at least. I'm thinking six carries for 50 yards, seven catches for 50 yards, and a touchdown.
I like those numbers.
At least 17 points this week.
That's right. I like those numbers a lot. Yeah.
And I would like to offer a challenge here, Gavin.
All right.
Your breakout guys against my breakout guys this week. So Dalvin Cook and Deebo Samuel against Christian McCaffrey
and Alvin Kamara.
Deal. All right. And what should happen if I'd say the loser has to sing a song on the podcast.
Deal.
Okay.
Right, yeah, I'll sing everyone
you
a song
sing,
on the
you sing. You pick a song for me to sing, and I pick a song for you to sing.
It sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. Perfect. You're going down. All right.
Christian McCaffrey, please have an exploding game. You know, it's actually good for you. If Christian McCaffrey does have a good game.
It's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, for both of us.
Or a lose-lose. I mean, it could be that Debo goes nuts and CMC goes nuts, but Debo just goes a little
more nuts. What if we tie? We both have to sing.
Okay, yeah.
Deal. All right. Yeah.
All right, let's get into the week 4 preview matchups this week, and then that will end the podcast for this week. So, week 4 preview. We've got the Fantasy Strangler taking on Vile Dan. 130.5 points for the Strangler and 132 projected for Vile Dan. Vile Dan has been killing it this year. Most points for. I'm not excited to have to see him in week 4.
He's taking 1-0 from me.
Wow. Good job.
That's right. That's right. Up next, we have Big Mac Gritty against Billy Thrapp Snorton. Big Mac Gritty is predicted to have 112, and Billy Thrapp Snorton is predicted 123. So Billy Thrapp Snorton is predicted to take this home.
Next up, we've got DJ Jazzy Jeff taking on Hot Chub Time Machine. DJ Jazzy Jeff projected to score 123.89. Hot Chub Time Machine coming off 2 losses in a row.
Ooh.
Projected to score 112. This is a game that Hot Chub, both these teams need to win this, honestly.
That's right.
You
yeah.
don't want to go
yeah.
1-3. Mm. I know we got, what, eight playoff spots?
Eight playoff
so
spots. Yep.
So, I mean, it's a long season in this league, but it just hurts to lose 3 in a row, and one of these teams are going to lose their third game this season.
Yeah. Up next, we have Justin Case, and you want to say it for me, Landry?
You got it.
Schmutball, Schmeem.
Good football. Job.
Yeah. So
you almost corrected yourself.
We have Justin Case predicted 108, and Schmutball Schmeem 116.
Good job.
Both these teams are 2-1. Leaving this, one team's going to be 3-1. The other team's going to be 2-2 at 500. I think it's a must win for Justin Case because he did try to have his captain as Christian Kirk. Justin Case, if you want to trade Justin Jefferson to me, and like I'm sure we can work something out.
Well, I'm sure he wants to keep a Vikings wide receiver, and I have the Vikings number one wide receiver,
yeah.
Adam Thielen.
So
yeah. I'll let you keep a Vikings wide receiver. You throw me Justin Jeff. You're going to have to throw in a draft pick because
first round pick.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, number one guy we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog.
All right.
Your game of the week.
Commissioner's game of the week. It is the 0-3 Rodgers Cheese Assistant taking on the 1-2 We Like Sports. Rodgers Cheese Assistant currently projected to score 114, which you got to kind of subtract for their not playing a rookie. And then We Like Sports at 107. We Like Sports, a lot of injuries last week. I expect he's kind of a slow start. I think he did this the year he won the ship. But Rodgers, Cheese Assistant, I'm looking for him to turn the game around. I'm calling this game of the week because I want him to get
a win.
I want him to get a win, turn things around. I don't want him to go 0-16 or whatever, 0-17.
0-13. My 2020 season, I went 0-13.
Yeah, which did set you up for success, but he was last place last year.
Yeah.
And we got to turn this ship around.
I feel like every year he's just like, you know, just gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
And worse.
All right, let's get Gavin.
Have we contacted him about like the rookie? Like,
yeah, maybe we should just send him a group chat. Let's make. John, Big Mac Gritty should tag Team Grid Zerk.
Yeah,
and,
all right.
Yell at him.
So my Gavin's game of the week is, of course, not to be selfish or anything, Watson's demise and Smoking Joe. I think this is a must win for Watson's demise against Smoking Joe because Smoking Joe, I'm about to blow out your smoke. Yeah. Hopefully, Tom Brady can
blow out smoke.
You just do. Joe Burrow is going to get hurt in the first quarter tonight. And then, you know, in comes I don't know who the backup is on the Bengals, but that's
gonna Andy Dalton.
No, it's not Andy Dalton. No, he's on the Bears. The Bears. But yeah.
Boomer Esiason.
Nope. And so therefore, I just think I think it's going to be
Carson Palmer.
No. I think it's going to be a very good matchup between us. I'm pretty excited to see where this goes on Sunday.
Yep, All right. I love it. That's going to do it for this week. No podcast next week because, Gavin had something planned that he changed to tomorrow.
Yeah, we can still have a podcast next week if you want to.
All right. We'll think about it.
Yeah. We'll let everyone know.
We'll yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Peace out. See ya.